Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What a song to come out of when you're going to discuss about a death in the family. It's Elizabeth and Radar. It's The Mix. And yeah, I wanted to share some news of what's happened to our family earlier this week, because I know a lot of you can relate to this, and it is all going to be okay. But we did, unfortunately, have to make the difficult decision to say goodbye to our pet, our dog, Mila.
It's always a tough decision.
It's the hardest decision, and it's also so hard to decide, is it the right time? But it was Monday, which is why I took a personal day on Tuesday, because I was wrecked on Tuesday. I mean, even now, a couple days later, I can finally talk about it without like completely breaking down. Because you know that connection you have with your animals, but she lived
it's a family member.
Come exactly. On, yeah. And she lived a long, long, happy life. Over 13 and a half years old for a boxer.
For a dog.
That's incredible. But I wanted to talk about it this morning because I wanted to tell you all about two things that we did right before she had passed that I sit there and think, why did we not do this with any of our other animals? Because we have been through this before. One of them, and I didn't even know that this was a thing. My very dear friend, Lottie, who is a photographer. She does newborns. She's a wedding photographer. You can find her on Instagram at Lottie Lillian. She's incredible and does such a great job. When I had posted in June that we found out that Mila did have cancer and we knew it was going to be a matter of time, she reached out right away and said, hey, I'd love to take some photos.
Oh.
And I thought,
like portraits?
What a great idea. Yeah. Family photos, just pictures of Mila. And then I had another photography friend, Melissa, reach out, who has taken family photos of us in the past. She reached out. And this was all like complimentary. I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but like that was just like a nice gesture that they wanted to do. And I was so deeply touched by that. And I will post on social media once, you know, I could finally put words together. Because, you know, when you're grieving, you're like, how do you put into words what this person, what this, you know, creature meant to you?
I've had friends before on Facebook and Instagram say, well, it's been over a month and I'm able to post. So you take your time.
Right.
Because, yeah, it's hard because as soon as you start typing, forget it. You can't even see anything out of your eyes. So you just move on. You just wait, give yourself time.
But what a reminder to take the photos. Get the photos taken. Get the professional photos taken because she really captured the essence of what Mila was.
Oh,
and
that's great.
And Mila, if you followed along on social media, this is a dog, this boxer, that would take a balloon and immediately, like the knot of the balloon, you'd give that to her and she would walk around holding onto balloons in her mouth like a pacifier. And I can tell you that on her final day, She perked up and was so excited to get a balloon, and she just laid with me on the couch with that balloon in her mouth, and I knew that that brought her comfort. But that was the first thing that we did that we hadn't done with other animals, or we had a photo shoot months ago when she was still doing well before things took a turn. The other thing, and maybe some of you have done this or heard of this before, my sister-in-law Marion came over, and she has worked with vet clinics. I did not realize that you could have at home euthanasia. I didn't even know that was a thing. And she recommended a couple different vets to me that come to your house. And shout out to Dr. Amanda with Gift of Home Pet Loss. That's her website, Gift of Home Pet Loss. Because when I went to her website, you're like, okay, what happens here? What goes on? And And look, we have a wonderful vet. We do. We love our vets. But to my knowledge, they didn't offer that. And I know Mila would get stressed going to the vet. And right. I didn't want her to be in any kind of stressful. She was a sensitive dog, stressful situation.
You get the bright lights. And look, it's the white walls or whatever it is. And then the table. Yeah, dogs definitely feel
some
stressed.
Dogs,
people feel stressed out.
Right. But
that.
Some dogs, it's just not.
It's
the
not
best
good.
Way to,
right.
to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on her website, as Eric and I were, you know, Sunday going back and forth on like, is it the right time? Is it not the right time? She did go for a walk. She was kind of eating. You know, it's hard to make that decision about a loved one. This is why it doesn't happen for people where you're like, I don't know. How do you make this decision? She has a link on there. Is it the right time? And pets, I know more about dogs. I've never had a cat. Dogs, they are so loyal. They are excellent at hiding discomfort.
Mm.
And when I looked at all of the behavioral and physical changes, all six of the things on this website, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what Mila is.
That's what she's trying to tell
you.
That's
what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
She's ready. And Dr. Amanda was so wonderful and sweet. And the best part about it, Mila was cuddling with me on the couch under her favorite blanket. And then when the vet came to the house, she kind of picked her head up, wagged her tail a little bit, and then continued to just sleep on my lap. And so essentially, Grayson was home. Eric was there. We said goodbye while she was sleeping at home on her favorite spot on the couch next to
really comfy and
her
relaxed.
Favorite person. And I thought, gosh, yeah. What a beautiful way. Could we all be so lucky to have lived a long life and be comfortable at our own house in your sleep? And then we said goodbye. And I just really wanted to tell people, like, I did not know this was an option. And I'm so grateful that we did it that way.
We've never done that before. And I've never heard of that either.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Didn't know that was a thing. So if you are going through something like that right now, maybe something to consider if it's right for you. I know Eric had said to me ahead of time, knowing mm-hmm. that this was like my dog, he did ask me, he's like, are you going to be okay if this happens at the house? Are you going to be able to look at that spot the same way? And I said, yeah, because I know she was comfortable.
And I sit
in that spot now and think, okay, I feel sort of connected to her. But we're getting through it little by little. It will get easier. It does get easier. And I'm, you know, happy for her to have lived a full life.
Sure.
Obviously sad for us, sad mm-hmm. for me that my buddy, my best friend isn't here. But the memories, you know, your loved one lives on in those memories. But wanted to share those two things. Get the photos. Do the photos with your family members. Like, take the pictures. And then this at home, you know, losing your pet at home like this with this at home euthanasia was really, really peaceful and beautiful.
Cheesehead Sherry has texted into the Siding Unlimited text line. I feel like I knew her too. We had our cat put to sleep at home.
Oh,
so yeah, there you go.
Cheesehead Sherry, thanks for the love. I know everybody knows Mila from those balloons. That's the thing. A lot of people are like,
right.
Is this the dog with the balloon?
Mm-hmm.
This is the dog with the balloon.
And can we just say 2025? I mean, my daughter's dog, Honey, had to be put down at 16 months. Your dog had to be
put
down.
Which that's a tragedy. Tragedy radar,
yeah.
16
but,
months.
But there, that's enough pet loss for the year, okay? Can we just stop now and move on?
Right.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.